You're listening to SBS News.
In Kangalitai village in Kenya's Turkana County, a traditional dance welcomes every day's activity. But today, the villagers are not holding the traditional herding sticks that usually accompany the dance. Instead, they have farming tools like mattocks and spades, ready for them to start work when the dance ends. This is a huge cultural shift, and one, the tribes say, is a shock of a lifetime. Kangalitai farmer Lokali Ikitowu says normally at this time of year he would be somewhere between the plains of Turkana and West Pokot herding his cattle. But today he's weeding on his farm, and soon his maize crop will be ready for harvest.
Due to drought in our traditional grazelands, we went to encroach on a neighboring village. They chased us in a gunfire exchange where we lost all the cattle and all my friends were killed by the bullets. So I decided to come back home where I found crop farming had already taken traction. I decided to join crop farming because the weather was no longer promising us grass and the short rains could sustain some crops in my area.
Over in Kajiado County, pastoralist Mayani Malonye tends to his cattle. He was raised between the plains of Masai Mara and the hills of Oldonyo Sabuk, an expanse divided by more than 300 kilometres of savanna grassland. Malonye believes he is the last of his generation to live the life of a traditional Masai nomad.
From the way the weather has become unpredictable, our children will never be like us, the way we were brought up on how to locate grazing lands. They will only know the language but never understand the Maasai traditions.
Mercy Corps is a humanitarian aid organization that's helping vulnerable communities to adapt during these changing times. Hussein Noor, the chief of party at Mercy Corps, says climate change has made the end of a traditional nomadic farming inevitable.
With climate change, I think this could be the beginning of the end of African pastoralism as we have known it over the years. Because we could no longer rely on the traditional rainfall systems, we can no longer rely on the traditional weather forecasts, and the more erratic the rainfall is, the more fragile the system becomes, the more production that is getting less, both either livestock or land. Then over the years, I think we could be losing the traditional African system as we know it today.
The organization is calling on governments and concerned parties to help preserve the traditional nomadic culture rather than allowing changing climates to erode it. It wants to establish protected traditional grazelands that would help guard nomadic pastoralists from encroachers that erect uncontrolled permanent settlements.
It's not as easy as many people think. I think the mindset is one of pastoralism, is one of moving from one area to another, and we have to appreciate that. What we need to think about is how do we make that lifestyle more functional in the face of climate change, as opposed to looking for alternatives that will actually bring more shock to them than actually become part of the solution.
The fate of a centuries-old Maasai tradition lies in the balance, and for many that means much more than simply adapting farming methods.
I think nomadism represents who we are. It's an identity, it's a culture that we really need to make sure that it exists for future generations as well.
The sound of cattle herding that's been part of Maasai tradition for centuries may soon become just a memory. Alan Lee, SBS News.